This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely. I was chatting with Jason, our engineer, just before the broadcast, and I was asking him if he thought about the differences in races relating to health and so forth. And I mentioned to him that, for example, my heritage is Italian on all four grandparents. And my dad, I remember my dad mentioning many years ago when I was very, very young, that Italians, people of Italian descent, have relatively strong teeth. And I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. But I was telling him that when I was first dating Mrs. Finelli, I said, so why are you interested in me? And she said, well, you have nice teeth and nice hands. And she didn't say, she didn't say, you're handsome and smart and none of that. So none of that went into the equation, or maybe very little of it did, if any of it were true. But so my question for you, Dr. Sheely, as someone who's seen thousands and thousands of patients, are there commonalities? And I'm not being racist. I'm just wondering if there's, you know, legitimate, bona fide answers to are there strengths to some do some nationalities have strengths, and do some have weaknesses in terms of their health?
Yes, I believe that is true. Now, I don't know the exact statistics of very many, background countries, but I think they're available. And, you know, it's habits. I mean, basically, Italians in general are not fat, in my experience. And they eat the Mediterranean diet that is known to be good for health and longevity.
Well, and that was one of the secondary questions. Does the Mediterranean diet have much to do with the general overall good health of those who are of Italian descent? So, for example, we're talking about fish. We're talking about oils in foods, you know, olive oil. We're talking about green vegetables. We're talking about tomatoes. We're talking about cheeses. And so that's part of the Italian diet, right?
Well, and even in Italy, they have the longest-lived people in Acerola of anywhere in the world. It's a little place on the southwest edge of corner, whatever, of Italy. And for some reason, they live longer than anyone else. They have, I think, 90% of people living into their 90s, et cetera, and the highest number living to be 100. When they published this, they thought it was because they ate lots of rosemary, but everybody in Italy eats lots of rosemary. I think it may be topography as well.
Okay. So I was thinking about vitamin D, and Italians get a lot of sun for the most part. They're outside a lot.
And that is the number one deficiency in this country.
Mm-hmm. My mom, back in the 1970s, had a little Fiat two-seater convertible sports car. And I remember someone that she worked with at the college said to her, so how do you like it? How does it run? You know, this little Fiat. And she said, well, it's like all Italians. It likes warm weather.
I love it. She wasn't here.
And it was absolutely true. It had a Weber carburetor on it, and it really liked warm weather. And it was, it was designed for Italy. It wasn't designed for the Alps. But ran fine in the warm weather. So how does weather have, does that have an effect on health and longevity? So, for example, those who live when it's really freezing cold a lot of the time versus, let's go Maine versus Florida, assuming that the pollution is the same, et cetera. Does more sun affect longevity?
I don't know that. I'd have to look it up. I'm going to look up longevity in Iceland, for instance. They have an average life expectancy of 81 for men and 84 for women. So it's 5 years longer than this country.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, then there's another question. So this has to do with automobiles. And I know for a fact, I've been on the racetrack and I've built race engines. And the reason I'm mentioning this, I was wondering if there is a correlation with people and machines. So, for example, I know for a fact that if I push the limits of an engine, if I give it more fuel and I give it more air to burn, if I force air into the combustion chamber under pressure, I can make more horsepower. But I'm going to burn that engine out. Right after I cross the finish line, whether I cross first, second, or last, by pushing the limits of that engine, by working it really, really hard to it, actually, to its limits, I'm going to wear it out faster. Do we do the same thing with food? Are there foods that make us wear out faster?
Oh, yes. Sugar.
Uh-huh.
White rice. Potatoes.
Yeah.
Regular potatoes.
Yeah.
Those are known for at least a century.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
So sugar is white, typically. Cane sugar. Beet sugar, that you'd buy in a bag. That's white. The rice is generally white after it's been, all the nutrients are removed from it. And potatoes, if you peel them, are generally white. Is there something to do with the color, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yes. The darker the color, up to purple, the healthier it is. And orange, yellow, red, purple, et cetera, have more antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. My mom used to say, we're not going to eat white rice in our house when I was growing up. And she said, white rice is like brown rice, except they've removed all the nutrients from it.
And they take
those nutrients and they put them in vitamins. So you get to buy your vitamins separately from the rice. Or we can just eat the rice, And she wasn't saying completely stop taking vitamins. But she was trying to tell me that the nutrients are sold for a different purpose. And people have been conned into thinking that white rice is really great. But it's just bulk, isn't it? Just typically.
Yeah, it's been raped, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
White rice is junk. But remember, purple, there was, apparently is, a purple rice. And it was reserved for the emperor of China, because somehow they knew that that was stronger.
And isn't there something to the color purple that's reserved for royalty in their dress, for example, when they? No, I'm serious. I'm very serious.
It's considered spiritual, yes,
mm-hmm.
as well as royal.
And when the Clintons stepped down, they wore like purple. She wore purple, and Bill Clinton wore purple. They, you know, they were matched in purple, and that was sending a signal as they were stepping down and away. And it was said, and I don't know exactly what the signal was, but that was a signal color, because they could have worn any other color, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
the least royal couple.
Well, there is some good news. There is some good news that with the Clinton family, Clinton syndicate, and that is there is just a little bit of rumble going on now toward what actually happened with the Clinton Foundation. What's it been doing? Where's the money been going? So it looks like there's going to be an investigation into that, and that'd be kind of nice to know where these donations have been spent, because I've talked to people who said, oh no, they are the most transparent organization. They, with the millions and millions and millions that they raise and spend, I don't believe it. I believe that it's hidden, and I believe it's a personal account that they use for whatever they want. And I remember that when Bill Clinton left office, he left office in massive debt. And they were begging for money, like, please help us, because we owe so much money. Now their wealth is in the hundreds of millions. It's amazing how that works. So when you talk with your patients, Dr. Shealy, are you seeing any commonalities in their questions, in their concerns that are different, any different from, let's say, 20 years ago, 10 years ago?
Has anything... from a year ago.
Okay. Okay. And I don't mean to pry. I'm just, you know, generally speaking.
No, I think the concern is the fraudademic, the fakeademic, whatever you want to call the idiocy that's going on in the world. And honestly, I don't have a patient, if it comes up at all, who doesn't agree with our concept that this is a political shamble.
Oh, I absolutely agree. It's politically, it's being used politically. There's no question in my mind. And it is taking down businesses. Small businesses are paying a huge price. They're going under. And the big businesses are adapting and surviving. But the little businesses are not. So when, and we thought this was coming, Dr. Shealy, we thought, you know, 30 years ago, actually, we thought in the 70s that ultimately, and we didn't know exactly how this was going to happen because it didn't seem likely that it could be easily accomplished. But we saw in our future that there would be very few outlets to buy things. So, for example, you might have a choice of three different, maybe four different stores, if you will, to buy whatever you wanted, because they would have it. And the little mom-and-pop businesses, they wouldn't be around. So you would get it from the big store. If you wanted clothing, it would come from, you know, one of four places. If you wanted food, it would come from one of four places. If no matter what you wanted, it was going to come from a select few that would survive through consolidation and destroying their competition. And here we are. We're getting close to it. Amazon is one. Walmart is another one, and there's some big food companies, and they're all scrambling to stay afloat and to become bigger. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, normshealy.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Norm Shealy. Norm Shealy is a medical doctor, surgeon of the year, author of over 30 books, and is a practice in Springfield, Missouri. And if you'd like to find him, if you want to go to the internet, you can go to normshealy.com, NormSHEALY.com, Norm, as in Norman, Shealy.com. And I'll give you the phone number a little later in the broadcast if you'd like to call him and set up an appointment. And Dr. Shealy offers telephone consultations. He offers video conferences and consultations and in person. So that's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about commonalities among ethnic heritages. And I mentioned what my dad said about teeth in Italians. And are there other commonalities or within ethnic backgrounds that you have observed, you know, in your years of practice?
Well, yes. You know, let's face it, spirituality, one's religion, all of those things do influence us. And the more one is in tune with one's own, well, spiritual beliefs, the longer you live. It's a part of critical living.
That's absolutely fascinating. So are you saying that those who are more religious, regardless of what their religion is, are have the possibility of living longer? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Then, so atheists are on the bottom?
As far as I know.
Isn't that interesting? And you know, I have seen the power of prayer personally several times. And I absolutely believe in the power of prayer. I don't believe it works instantly, but I have seen it work pretty darn close to instantly in many occasions in my life when things were, you know, when we were at death's door, literally. And I've seen it work in my family with my dad and one of our children. So I have seen that. And I felt that. And I have... as I don't normally talk about this, but you know, I was raised Roman Catholic, and my parents went to church, and of course, you know, Vinny went to church with mom and dad. It was that's what happened. And why? Well, because my dad's parents were Roman Catholic, and they went to church, and they brought their children. And my mom's parents went to church, and they brought their children. So that's kind of the way it was. I'm not saying I'm a good Catholic. I certainly feel that I'm spiritual, but I don't go to church every Sunday. And so in that respect, yes, Dr. Shealy?
Here's one of the statistics. Mm-hmm. People who go to church regularly are 55% mm-hmm. less likely to die during up to 18-year follow-up than people who don't.
Hmm. So, do you think it is the belief that when people go to church, one of the things I think they believe in is, and I don't think this is ever talked about, but I believe that they feel, generally speaking, that things can get better, whatever they are, you know, by believing in and believing in God and so forth, that whatever the current state of affairs is, things can get better. I think that's true. Do you think that's part of it, Dr. Shealy? That
absolutely.
That positive thinking?
It is partly meditation, partly prayer. But in general, most religions do practice charity and humility and harmony. All these are positive factors.
Mm-hmm. Now, my mom was extremely spiritual. My mom would pray every day. She would get on her knees, even in her 90s. She would get on her knees on the hard floor and, you know, at the side of the bed, and she would say her prayers. And it wasn't like a wham-bam kind of a thing. It was a long series of prayers. It might have taken 15 minutes. And she would bow her head, and she didn't make a big deal of it. She didn't say, "Hey, y'all, I'm going to pray now. Y'all leave me alone." She would just go off quietly and pray. And my mom lived by far the longest of her siblings. My dad lived probably the longest of his siblings. Very interesting. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor. And that number is 417-351-5221.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump is scheduled to hold 5 rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio.
We have a president who's given up. I'll never give up, nor will America give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus. The truth is, to beat the virus, we first got to beat Donald Trump. He's the virus.
Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany responds on Fox News.
We reduced the mortality rate by 85%, created a vaccine in record time by the end of the year. Therapeutics that work, the greatest testing system in the world. That's what this president did with the novel virus. What did Joe Biden do with the swine flu? Joe Biden stopped testing, cut off testing, did not deliver a vaccine in time, and survived through the swine flu because of mere fortuity, according to his chief of staff.
USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Terry Franke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Still, the national average cost of child care is between $9,000 and $9,600 per year. GPS, the global positioning system that communicates everything from Google Maps to aviation navigation, has become unreliable across huge stretches of the Mediterranean and Middle East, as according to data from Eurocontrol. No one is exactly sure how the disruptions are happening, but the disruptions of this scale seen over parts of the Mediterranean and Middle East are believed to be largely caused by man-made jamming and spoofing. Two techniques used to confuse signals sent from GPS satellites to receivers on Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, in the good old days, when we had expos and when I would travel to speaking engagements and teach in-person seminars, one of the seminars that I did was to teach people how they could prepare for what is coming and use tax deductions to do it. So what I'm saying is people would say, well, I don't have any money to buy, you know, a generator. And I'd say, well, sure you do. And so I would teach people how they could start their own business, any business they could that they possibly want. It could be making fishing lures. It could be recipes. It could be raising chickens. It could be anything that their heart desired. And they could save money by starting a business and use that savings to buy the things to prepare. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because it just made the bottom of the hour news that President Donald Trump didn't pay very much in taxes for years. And he did pay $700, according to the report, for 1 year, but didn't pay much for other years. And I just want to tell you, class, that there's nothing special about that. Now, if you start your own business, you can do the same thing. And what I would tell the seminar class in person is I said you many times, over and over, you can pay the same amount of taxes that President Donald Trump pays. Now, I didn't know exactly how much that was, but I assumed it was darn close to zero. Because either he read the tax rules as I have, or the tax code, or he had people who read them, and he paid those people. And so I knew for a fact, well, I didn't know for a fact, but I was pretty darn sure that he didn't pay very much in taxes. And you don't have to if you have a business. And so if you look, you'll find out that he is in enormous amount of debt, about $500 million worth of debt. And he has this feeling, and it's absolutely correct, that if you owe the bank a little bit of money, they'll come and get you. But if you owe the bank a lot of money, they're your friends because they don't want to see you go under.
Common sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, common commodity.
Absolutely. So, class, if you want to hear the strategies that I've talked about over the years, they're available on the Internet. They're on YouTube. So you can type in USA Prepares and then followed by Extreme, E-X-T-R-E-M-E. Tax deductions, extreme tax deductions. And I did a series with Marty Barrett, and I taught her probably 7 or 8 classes, 1 hour each, on how to take the same tax deductions that I presume that Donald Trump and others, many others, have done. All you do is form a company, and then you buy things for the company, like a dog, dog food. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. So I just wanted to share with the class that when Donald Trump is being beaten up for using the tax code and reading the tax code, you can't fault him for taking advantage of playing by the rules. If you play poker, you play by the rules, right? If you play baseball, you play by the rules. You're a fool if you don't. Any comments, Dr. Shuley?
Right on. I just looked it up, and I found immediately extreme tax deduction on YouTube with several different strategies, if you will.
Yeah, and basically, class, here's what I didn't want to digress, but I think it's kind of important, and you can do these things. So, for example, if you just have a job and you go to work and you get this, you know, the payroll deductions like most people get, and you decide to buy a dog, well, that dog comes out of your after-tax money. Okay? It comes, the taxes are already taken out by the federal and state and local governments, and then you buy your dog. Well, in my case, that's not the case, and I'm sure it's not the case for Donald Trump either. My dog is part of the business. It is. I need a security system, and that's my dog and my other dog. And my other dog, and my other dog, and the cats, too. Well, it's absolutely true, Dr. Shuley.
I understand. I'm with you.
It's in the tax code, and all you have to do is read it and interpret it. And now, the IRS is not going to interpret it for you. They'll only interpret it after they, you know, they see you in an audit, and they'll say, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" And then they'll say, "You can't do that." And you go, "Oh, no, yeah, actually, you can, because here's what it says, and I've got a copy of it, and I've got my notes as to exactly why I did what I did." And let me give you one simple example. So we were around 1980. Let's see. No, it wasn't 1980. It was in the years that we were manufacturing computers. And so I built these computers, and I would build one, a prototype, and I'd put it on my desk, and I would use it. And I'd use it for a while to make sure I was happy with it. So before it was sold to the customers, I'll call it Model 1, for example. Before we sold Model 1, I would use it, make sure it had the performance, it was reliable, it was stable, in every respect, it had to meet my standards. And I would use it, and then after a while, let's say a couple of months, I'd say, I think it's pretty good. And I would then make that Model 1 available to our customers. Well, after that, About almost 3 years later, we were audited by the feds, and they said, what about this computer tax deduction that you have here? You've expensed that. You can't do that, Mr. Finelli. You have to depreciate that over 5 years. And I said, no, you don't. And they said, no, the code says, and the guy pulled out his big, thick book, and he said, here's what the code says. I said, okay. Well, here's what you said in Publication 17. You can depreciate an income-producing asset over its economic life. Useful economic life. And I said, this is a prototype. And we come out with a new computer, you know, every 6 months. So the life expectancy for me of this computer is 6 months. That's why I expensed it rather than depreciated it over 5 years. And they said, wow, no one's ever said that before. So what I'm telling you, class, is what you can do is read it and interpret it. And then you can fight it out later. And that's what we do. So that was my little piece on Donald Trump being beaten up for tax deductions. Now, it's claimed that he spent $70,000 on haircuts. Now, that's going to be really hard to justify because my haircuts are $11, then plus a tip, plus a 50% tip. But that's because I like, you know, and I appreciate the gal who cuts my hair. So a 50% tip is really, you know, is deserved, in my opinion. For an $11 haircut. I mean, that's, gosh, seems like a bargain today, $11 for a haircut. But, you know, I think he's going to have a tough time defending $70,000 worth of haircuts, no matter how you look at it. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that before we continue?
Well, I question anything that the mainline media has, so until I have seen the tax returns themselves.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe a thing the Times says or anybody else like that.
I agree with you. And when you say the Times, if you're meaning the New York Times, they used to say right on the masthead, all the news that's fit to print. Now people believe it's all the news that fits we print.
Yep.
Completely different. Back to commonalities, Dr. Shuley. Are there other commonalities that you've seen that are ethnicity based? You know, like what, as I mentioned with my dad saying, Italians, you know, generally have strong teeth. Are there other?
Yes, there are. Physical activity. I mean, there's no question that people who exercise minimum of 5 days a week live a lot longer and healthier than people who sit all day.
Okay, so that's the use it or lose it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that apply to the circulatory system, the respiration system, the bone structure, the joints? Does it apply to everything?
Every single part of the physical body, yes.
Mm-hmm. And is the reason, or what are the reasons why exercise will help you live longer? What does it do?
The heart and the muscles and the bones all to be active. In other words, if you sit all day, you don't push. A little bit of push is essential. Now, there is a limit. I'm not sure that running a marathon once a week would be good, but the evidence is overwhelming that people who sit all day have the same risk as someone who smokes a couple of packs of cigarettes a day.
So back to an automotive type analogy, you know, sometimes people will get in, and this was the old days, you know, I'm talking like in the 70s, maybe 60s, 70s, they get in their car and they, you know, they warm it up and they hit the gas pedal, vroom, vroom, and they'd say, blowing out the carbon, you know, and see this black soot come out. And literally they were. So they were exercising the vehicle a little more than they would normally, and you would see, you know, these carbon deposits come out the exhaust pipe as kind of a black smoke. Does exercise for the human body do the same thing, removing the carbon, you know, in the analogy, through the pores and through the through, you know, excretion? Is that what it does? It kind of pushes the limits and gets the toxins to leave the body through
perspiration?
Well,
you know, sweating, you know, I suspect that part of have the detoxification you could do by soaking in a hot tub, a tub of hot water, because sweating is the best way to detox.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can you sweat in the bathtub, or can you sweat in a whirlpool bath, or can you sweat in a hot tub?
Well, you sweat. I suspect you're sweating while you're there in the tub, but you sweat for up to half an hour after you get out as well.
Okay. And is there a concern? Let's say a person has a hot tub, and the water stays in the hot tub for a while. I don't have one, Dr. Shuley. How does the water get changed or purified, or what happens?
Most people with a hot tub use some kind of thing like chlorine or ultraviolet light to keep it sterile. But of course, when you just do it in your bathtub, you let it out after every bath.
Right, right. And I was thinking about that. There's a television series that I really enjoyed, and I recommended it to our class. It's called Maverick. And Maverick is a Western with James Garner and Jack Kelly. And it was filmed in the late 50s. And there's a lot in there. I mean, there's a lot of lessons to be learned about people and human interaction. And having a bath was a big deal. You know, back in the 1800s, the late 1800s, going to a hotel and they bring buckets of hot water that was warmed downstairs up to the bathtub in the room, and having a bath would, you know, it's considered a real luxury because people didn't bathe as often back then because we didn't have there weren't showers, that's for sure, and bathtubs were kind of a primitive invention with, you know, drains, but, you know, the supply line with hot water just wasn't there. There wasn't pressurized hot water that we have today. So thinking about that, I was wondering, what effect has that had on our life expectancy? I'm just talking about plain old getting in the shower and using soap and scrubbing down or getting in the bathtub. Can we talk about that when we come back? Has that been a major contributor to longer life expectancy of people in general? Or is it not a big deal? We're talking about just hygiene and cleanliness. Dr. Shuley's with us, normshuley.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So during the break, I was thinking, there's something that is hardly ever said. And here it is. Your doctor is in the office, ready to answer your call, and there's no charge. It's absolutely true, right here, right now. And Dr. Shealy has been doing this for about 30 years. Answering the phone, taking medical questions, providing expert guidance and consultation, absolutely free on the phone. And all you have to do is pick up that phone and dial. And we'll give you the number right now, 866-582-9933. Just finding a doctor in the office, you know, is amazing today. Absolutely amazing. It's very hard to find a doctor who is in the office, and let alone one who will talk to you on the phone and not charge you. I mean, that's like, it's like the trifecta, winning the trifecta, Dr. Shealy.
Well, you know, it is interesting, but I looked it up, and people who take a hot bath, that is, soak in the bathtub, even for 5 to 10 minutes, live longer than people who don't do that on a regular basis. And taking a sauna for 5 to 20 minutes, even 1 to 2 times a week, increases longevity. So sweating, it's really the sweating, I think, that does it.
Okay. So, all right. Now, do you think that could be extended to a hot shower, Dr. Shealy, or do you think there is a distinction between bathing in a tub of hot water or warm water? I mean, I'm not talking about scalding anybody, but, you know, warm water versus a warm shower. Do you think there is a difference there?
I think so, but I cannot find that unequivocal. But the difference is the hot shower doesn't warm your body as a whole the way soaking
right.
does. Because it doesn't cover all the body.
Right. Okay. And with a soak in the tub, Dr. Shealy, do you recommend any added ingredients besides water?
Yes. Magnesium chloride.
Okay.
I put in about four or five handsful of magnesium chloride into my soak. And I soak 15 to 20 minutes at least 3 or 4 days a week.
Okay. All right. So bathing, warm water, magnesium chloride, magnesium sulfate. Okay. That would be
magnesium
Epsom salts.
Chloride is much better than sulfate, yes.
Okay. So, all right. So for those who don't have magnesium chloride, would you recommend just Epsom salts as magnesium sulfate, right?
Well, it's half as good.
Okay. And now, when you say 4 to 5 hands full, would that be like 1 cup?
I expect that's about 2 cups.
2 cups. Okay. 2 cups in a typical tub. And how warm do you bring the water so that it's, you know?
About 108 to 10 degrees.
That's pretty hot, right?
Well, I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm trying to let our class know is that that's beyond warm, right?
That's not lukewarm, right?
Right. So that's close to maximum that the body can stand. Is that about right?
Exactly.
Okay. So be careful, class. Do not burn yourself. So you can measure the temperature. There are thermometers that can do it, and we have here at the farm. We use it for all kinds of purposes, but we have what's called a non-contact thermometer. Now, this thing is like a, you know, kind of a pistol grip, if you will, and it has a little trigger, and you point it at what you want to measure the temperature of. So, for example, if I want to know how hot a car is in the sun, you know, just baking in the sun, I can just aim it at the roof, I can aim it at the doors, I can look at different colors and see if, you know, if black actually gets hotter than white, and actually it does by a tremendous amount. And you can also aim it at the water. Now, be careful, because some of them have a laser pointer that's turned on all the time. So you squeeze the trigger and this red laser comes out. You do not want to look at the reflection of the laser in the water, okay, because you can damage your eyes. So be careful with that. Never look at a laser. But you can, and they're available, these things are available on the internet. You can get them on eBay. You can get them at Harbor Freight Tools. And a lot of them have a feature that lets you toggle between Celsius and Fahrenheit. And it's a great little tool. So I believe Dr. Shealy said 106 to 108. Is that right, Dr. Shealy? Degrees,
yeah.
Fahrenheit? Okay. All right. And are there any other things that you have seen commonalities with health that we should know about? You know, good practices, such as
eating nuts every day.
Nuts. Eating nuts.
Healthy food.
All right. Now, what about nuts that are in the shell? Well, I guess when we come, well, we've got about 40 seconds. In the shell versus out of the shell. So peanuts that have been salted and they're still in the shell versus peanuts that are already out of the shell and salted. Is there a difference in your world?
I'll have to look that one up.
Okay. Do you like them both?
Yes.
No, I do too. Okay, Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back. We'll be talking about nuts, the health benefits of nuts. I've got some questions about licorice. There's a guy that died. He ate too much licorice. And are all iodines the same? And is there a test for iodine by putting it on the skin? We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.